Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. I'm Anna and today we're going to do a basic pronunciation practice. Remember, we've been following Liz as she settles in a new city and goes to university and develops her life in that place. Today she's being joined by her parents who are coming for a visit. Remember, in our basic pronunciation practices, I will repeat the sentences several times, and then I'll finish off with a normal speed reading. It's so good to see you both again. I can't believe it's been almost 3 months. It's so good to see you both again. I can't believe it's been almost 3 months. That's what your father and I were saying, darling. That's what your father and I were saying, darling. Time flies, but especially for you. Time flies, but especially for you. Yes, it's been a busy 2.5 months. Yes, it's been a busy 2.5 months. Lots of ups and downs, but mainly ups. Lots of ups and downs, but mainly ups. I'm glad. It's such an exciting time of your life. I'm glad. It's such an exciting time of your life. Well, Mum, I was thinking that as soon as Dad wakes up, we'll go to my favourite cafe for breakfast. Well, Mum, I was thinking that as soon as Dad wakes up, we'll go to my favourite cafe for breakfast. Oh, that sounds lovely. Oh, that sounds lovely. Frank does get jet-lagged quite badly, much more than me. Frank does get jet-lagged quite badly, much more than me. I'm sure it's because he insists on drinking wine on the plane. I'm sure it's because he insists on drinking wine on the plane. It gets you so dehydrated, you know. It gets you so dehydrated, you know. Yes, he would be better off drinking water on the plane. Yes, he would be better off drinking water on the plane. But hey, he's on vacation. But hey, he's on vacation. Okay, let's go over just two of the grammar points. We're going to make these into an interactive English. So I will give you a couple of words or grammar points and you will have to form a correct sentence. The first point is seen in a sentence when Liz says to her mum, "Well, Mum, I was thinking that as soon as Dad wakes up, we'll go to my favourite cafe for breakfast." What I'd like you to do is think of a similar sentence, but instead of it being Dad waking up, you will substitute Dad for you. That's the second person singular. And instead of wakes up, it will be the verb to finish. And then the last part of the sentence, instead of saying we'll go to my favourite cafe, you'll be using the word museum. So let's see if you can put that sentence together with you, the verb to finish, and the word museum. Now, the sentence should say something like, I was thinking that as soon as you finish, we'll go to the museum. As soon as you finish, we'll go to the museum. So this time, after as soon as, let's use she. The verb can be to call. The object will be the taxi. And then the last part of the sentence will use airport. So just like Liz said, I was thinking that as soon as Dad wakes up, we'll go to my favourite cafe. You will be substituting Dad with she, the verb with call, followed by the object, a taxi. Then in the last part, it will be the airport. Okay, let's have a look at your sentence. It should read, I was thinking that as soon as she calls a taxi, we'll go to the airport. As soon as she calls a taxi, we'll go to the airport. The next grammar point is to insist on. Notice towards the end of the podcast, Liz's mother is talking about her husband Frank getting jet-lagged, and she says, he insists on drinking wine on the plane. So we use the verb insist followed by on, followed by a gerund, which is the verb with the ing ending. So let's practice that a little bit. Try to create a sentence using the subject they instead of he. The following verb is going to be to interview. The object after that will be us, and then you'll add on early in the morning. The subject is they, and we're using the verb to insist. The second verb is to interview. The object is us, and then you'll just tag on at the end early in the morning. So I'll give you a minute to think about that sentence. Okay, so the sentence should say, they insist on interviewing us early in the morning. They insist on interviewing us early in the morning. Okay, this time we'll use the first person plural, which is we, with the verb insist. The second verb will be to pay, and then the end of the sentence will be for the meal. So we have the word we, the second verb is to pay, and the end is for the meal. And your sentence should say, we insist on paying for the meal. We insist on paying for the meal. Very good. If you have any questions about that interactive English, please drop me an email at acupofenglish@hotmail.com and I'll email you back any explanation that you need. But let me finish up with a reading at normal speed of this dialogue. It's so good to see you both again. I can't believe it's been almost 3 months. That's what your father and I were saying, darling. Time flies, but especially for you. Yes, it's been a busy 2.5 months. Lots of ups and downs, but mainly ups. I'm glad. It's such an exciting time of your life. Well, Mum, I was thinking that as soon as Dad wakes up, we'll go to my cafe. We'll go to my favourite cafe for breakfast. Oh, that sounds lovely. Frank does get jet-lagged quite badly, much more than me. I'm sure it's because he insists on drinking wine on the plane. It gets you so dehydrated, you know. Yes, he would be better off drinking water on the plane. But hey, he's on vacation. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. Remember, if you need the text and grammar notes, they're at the blog page, which is acupofenglish.libsyn.com. And for those of you who don't have my app, if you need an instant download, the app is in iTunes, called A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.